Welcome to Sermons by Washington National Cathedral. We're so glad you're with us. We hope this week's sermon gives you comfort and inspiration. Be sure to check out our new podcast, Crossroads, where we discuss a wide range of topics pertaining to the intersection of sacred and civic. And now, enjoy this week's sermon.
Lord, speak your word to us this day. Pierce our hearts, that we may share in a measure of your suffering, and stay with us as we lament and wait with you. Amen. Write the story of a scar you have. When my ninth grade English teacher blithely announced that day's creative writing assignment, she had no clue that to me, the prompt felt like a bowling ball dropped on a rather thin sheet of ice. Whatever she said after those eight words was drowned out by my body's response. I felt lightheaded and my breathing grew shallow, all while the blood pumped through my body with lightning speed. The prompt isn't memorable because of what I wrote that day. No, it's memorable because of what I didn't say. I didn't tell the story of the knee surgery I'd had a week before beginning my freshman year of high school. The 2-inch angry red slash was by far the most dramatic scar I had. But I couldn't face telling that story only a few months after it happened. And who would want to hear it? It was a story of pain and heartbreak. It was much safer to tell the story of childhood antics that led to a heart-shaped scar instead. 30 years later, I know that while my body had healed itself enough on the outside to form a scar, I had not healed internally to be able to talk about it. To talk about it, to even contemplate it, would mean admitting that I was broken. But here's the thing. To be whole people, we can't just tell the fun stories. We have to tell the stories of pain, heartbreak, and brokenness, because they are what form the truest parts of ourselves. And to be whole Christians, we have to tell the stories of pain, heartbreak, and brokenness from our faith as well. Today we gather to tell the story of Good Friday, a day good only in retrospect, because today, above all days in our church year, is a day of pain, heartbreak, and brokenness. It is the day we bear witness to Jesus dying on the cross, the day we are confronted with the strange truth that strength is born out of weakness. We pay lip service to knowing that Jesus came with power unlike the power of the world. The power of a servant leader who, before he took up the cross, had the strength to take up the towel and wash his disciples' feet. The power of the one who lived out, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. We may pay lip service to this notion, but it is hard to remember and to live out in the daily grind of life. But not today. Today, there is no escaping the fact that Jesus did not elude death. There is no glossing over the fact that Jesus suffered and died. Death upends life. Once you experience a death, the death of a loved one, the death of a longtime dream, needless death brought on by illness or natural disaster or war or greed or racism or poverty, life will never be the same. Yes, it can be stitched back together, but it will not be the same. Death upends life, and Jesus upends the world. The one who is Savior of all is born in a humble stable. The Prince of Peace eats with outcasts and sinners. The Lord of Lords rides a donkey in a parade. The King of Kings wears a crown of thorns. The Messiah, the Anointed One, gives himself up as a sacrifice for us who are not worthy. And so we lament. We give voice to our grief and sorrow, and the grief and sorrow of our neighbor, for we are all connected. By lamenting, by speaking aloud the pain in our hearts, we move with Jesus from the trial of the cross to the stillness of death, to the hope of the resurrection. Cole Arthur Riley, author of This Here Flesh, says, "True lament is not born from that trite sentiment that the world is bad, but rather from a deep conviction of worthiness. I can only wonder why we have so many depictions of the cross with Christ looking stoic and resolved, and so few with him crying out in pain and abandonment. I have never felt closer to God than when he has tears running down his face. I don't delight in this, but by this I know that I am seen." Why do we fear lament? Why do we shy away from the sting of tears or categorize them as weak? In her book, Learning to Walk in the Dark, Barbara Brown Taylor notes, "It is the inability to bear dark emotions that causes most of our significant problems, and not the emotions themselves. The emotions are conduits of pure energy that want something from us, to wake us up, to tell us something we need to know, to break the ice around our hearts, to move us to act." Jesus was not stoic as he faced death on the cross. He let his broken heart show in the agony of the garden. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cries out that he is grieved, even to the point of death. And he asks his Father to let this cup pass from him. He is not stoic. He is grieved. He laments. In this time set apart today, you are invited into Jesus' lament to name before God today what has broken your heart, to pour out the story of pain, heartbreak, and brokenness that lives inside you for yourself and for the world before the cross. Death upends life, and what was will never be again. Even as our lives are upended by death and brokenness, Jesus' death upends our world. Because of his death, our lives are not the same. Because of his death, the world is not the same. Brokenness can be remade. We lament precisely because there is hope. And as we wait and lament and grieve with Jesus in these hours, join me as I share this prayer offered by Cole Arthur Riley. Let us pray. God of the long night, thank you for being a God not just of solidarity, but of deep and raw emotion. A God who did not endure violence in silence, but who spoke and cried as your body was broken on the cross. Help us to understand that our memory of you becomes more whole when we remember you alongside the injustices with which you suffered in solidarity, the hunger, the abuse, the loneliness of the world. Today, let us grieve the path of the cross, illness, violence, alienation, the degradation of land, and all pain unspoken. Let us weep and rest. Reveal yourself to us. Remind us of a God who knows the weight of oppression, and help us believe that truly you are with us, that your cause is our cause, no less than justice and liberation in life and in death. Amen and amen.